It's a minute past 2 o'clock. This is 103.3 KUMD, Duluth Public Radio, your community connection. And I'm Christine Dean. This is live from Studio A. We are very happy to have some people in our studios who've been here a few times, I guess. But we're always happy to have them back, the Fish Heads. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thanks
Thank you for having us. Christine.
It's Kim Curtis Munson, Mike Munson, and Brian Ford on the banjo over there. And you guys want to get started with a tune, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit. What do you want to start with?
We're going to start with a song that I wrote, and this is on an older CD that we have out called, the song's called The Mountain.
Very nice. That's the Fish Heads on KUMD. And now, you guys are a local band,
We are.
And how long have you been around as the Fishheads? Because I know you guys, you know, we were just talking before the session about Kim and Mike were both involved in KUMD back in the 70s and 80s. And so you guys go way back in the music community here. But how long with the Fishheads?
You know, with the Fishheads, that band started around 2000, really, so about 10 years. And we started with another couple. And we lost our banjo player to cancer 2 years ago, coming up on
That's
his anniversary.
Shame.
And his wife moved out to Seattle, so we pulled Brian in, and Brian was our old banjo player from Natural Grass, so that's how this unit started.
Okay, and you sometimes have another guy that plays with you, but he's not going to make it to this latest show?
Well, he may, depending on the okay. weather, but he lives in Owatonna, and it's a long way to drive, but he likes playing with us a lot, so we could see him on the road. It okay. just depends on the weather.
And that's Bruce Bernhardt, right?
Yep.
All right. So you guys have kind of been the core of Fishheads for through. You are pretty much the core of the Fishheads.
Correct. We were the Fishheads, you know, before just the two of us before we even kind of organized a band.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how many albums have you guys put out?
As the Fishheads.
And Kim and Mike are switching here.
Switching.
They're a versatile band. They switch up instruments. So Kim started on guitar and Mike was on bass. They're switching
so
that around.
As the Fishheads, we really have, you know, like I said, been together 10 years. And I don't know. Like, we just started, Mike and I, playing because we came out of Natural Grass, really.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been, you know, involved in playing at the radio station here lots and lots of years because Mike had a band before Natural Grass, and so he goes back to Bluegrass Crossing and a lot of the early radio shows, the Ruby Red Slipper Show and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I started listening to and coming to KUMD, and then we started coming in and doing live stuff with our bands and just have been a part of it for a long time.
Okay, and part of the music scene, definitely.
Yeah.
What's different about Fishheads than other projects that you guys have done?
You know, the Fishheads is a I guess it's bluegrass in its instrumentation because we have a banjo. We have not a clawhammer banjo, which is more of a folk or the traditional, but a bluegrass mm-hmm. five string Scruggs style banjo. So that the instrumentation that we play is bluegrass, but we swoop in a lot of different genres, so we tend to go to some rock and roll from the 70s and 80s, and we'll do something from there today before we leave, but it's just what we like to do. It's what we we're not going to do that one, but we grew up on that stuff, and that's what we listened to
mm-hmm.
before we started getting into folk or acoustic music, and
mm-hmm.
so it's what we pull into our band.
Mm-hmm. Now, and you can still be seen doing other projects like Kim, you're part of, the Warm Women of the North, which is kind of a loosely organized thing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the Warm Women of the North is not necessarily loosely organized.
Oh, okay.
It's very
okay.
organized.
My mistake.
Yeah, well, it's not, it started out with Chick Jam
mm-hmm.
10
mm-hmm.
years ago. We just came up on our 10-year anniversary mm-hmm. at the Amazing Grace, where we get together once a month just to invite women to come up on stage and have a place to perform. And we try to back them up if it's an uncomfortable thing, or we get off the stage if that's uncomfortable for
mm-hmm.
them to be out there with us. So it's just we try to make it really welcoming. And I do that with three other women now. There have been other ladies there in the past. Kathy McTavish has been a part of it. Diane Soden Groves has been a part of it. But now it's Lori Hatton and Bev Johnson, who used to do the blues show Beverly.
Yes, Bev, well-known here.
Bev the blues,
yep.
Well-known blues person here. And then Ellie Schoenfeld is our poet. So that's the Warm Women of the North, but we are the ones that base ourselves out of doing the Chick Jam, too.
Okay.
Yep.
So it is kind of a regular thing.
It is a regular thing.
I think because there were so many people involved, I was just picturing it as kind of a fluid.
Well, what we do is when we get together once a year, then we invite other women.
Mm-hmm.
And I work at Harbor City School, so I tend to invite students up to get their kind of feet wet on the stage, so to speak. And so that's why it seems maybe like it's loosely based, is because we've invited lots of people over the
mm-hmm.
years, but there's a core group.
That's
and we
great.
We do have a CD out, too. So.
Okay. And are there other groups that you guys are involved in, separately or together? Or Is this the main one other than War Women?
Yeah, this is really the main one, right, Mike?
I used to drum with the Busters, but yep. She told me to quit before I die behind the drum set in a smoky bar, so I took her advice.
Well, you know, Wisconsin's going smoke-free here pretty soon, so everywhere will be safe to
That's
to
really
go,
nice.
So.
I love it.
You're going to have to talk her into letting you get back out there. Well, let's hear another song from the Fishheads. What do you guys want to do next?
I think we're going to do a traditional tune for you, and it's called Sweet Little Miss Blue Eyes.
Sweet little Miss Blue Eyes, who's sweeter to me than she really ought to be? Sweet little Miss Blue Eyes. Well, little Miss Blue Eyes looks so good, I'm gonna take her to my neighborhood. I'm gonna make every gal in town jealous when she's around. I'm walking the line, cause I'm glad that she's mine. I'm living in paradise, I know I can't go wrong by just stringing along. Sweet little Miss Blue Eyes. Start taking care of my heart. She makes me realize it's lucky for me, and I really got to be with sweet little Miss Blue Eyes. Well, little Miss Blue Eyes looks so good, I'm gonna take her to my neighborhood. I'm gonna make every gal in town jealous when she's around. I'm walking the line, cause I'm glad that she's mine. I know I can't go wrong by just stringing along with sweet little Miss Blue Eyes. Well, little Miss Blue Eyes looks so good, I'm gonna take her to my neighborhood. I'm gonna make every gal in town jealous when she's around. I'm walking the line, cause I'm glad that she's mine. I'm living in paradise, I know I can't go wrong by just stringing along with sweet little Miss Blue Eyes, with sweet little Miss Blue Eyes.
The Fishheads on KUMD. Yeah. Sweet Little Miss Blue Eyes. That was a fun tune.
Yes, I love that song.
Yeah, yeah.
I love all our songs.
Now, we were talking about the Chick Jam that happens at Amazing Grace, and mm-hmm. one thing I had asked you about, Kim, I saw you guys at the Duluth Does Woodstock thing,
yeah.
And I don't know how you did it without breaking down, but you paid tribute to Chip Stewart, who had just passed away. And now, do you want to talk a little bit? Now, Chip is somebody who was very important in the local music community. I didn't really know him personally, but mm-hmm. of course I knew who he was and
sure.
what his involvement was. Do you want to talk a little bit about Chip and what he meant to the music community?
Sure. Well, I mean, Chip had been around. He was actually a musician himself, though not many people knew that. I mean, he did play guitar, and in days of old, like at Mr. Frank's Pizza or something, you might have caught him down there. Back in the day, but you know, as it was in the more recent years, he'd really been a promoter of music of all kinds. He had many really good friends that are, you know, I would say hierarchy in the music community. Adrian Legg is a very good friend of his. John Gork is a very good friend of his. So he was really quite accommodating to lots of the local bands and musicians coming through there, and really gave some people kind of a shoe in, a start in their musical path. So he was great for that and had been doing it a long time.
You just go into the Amazing Grace and look at the pictures on the wall, and they're all signed to Chip, and he was friends with everyone whose picture's up there.
Yep, he was.
Now, did you guys know him from Amazing Grace, or did you know him before then?
Yeah, before then. I mean, we started out playing at Sir Ben's. Mm-hmm. You know, Mike and Mike's band actually started the Bluegrass Jam in the 80s. So they were the first ones that ever played down there on a Wednesday night for the Bluegrass. They were called the Bluegrass All-Stars, and I think they still might call it the Bluegrass All-Stars. But that's where I first met Chip, and that's where he would come around when we would play and just sit and listen. Back in the day. So I first met him there, and he actually found out that I was an artist too, and then he had me do some drawings for him, and that's kind of how we struck a friendship there.
Okay. And he had had cancer for a while.
He did. Mm-hmm. He was sick for 5 or 6 years, I think, maybe, with it. And, you know, he would come out of it and, be in remission for a while and then get sick again. And towards the end, really, he got a really severe cold and never came back. Mm. And it's been really hard losing him. He's such a pillar in the community for the musical folk and for just folks in general who go down and frequent that coffee shop. And it's obviously still in business, and Marcy and the girls, Ronnie and Stephanie, are doing a great job running the show there and have lots of help. But Chip's absence is obviously noticed, and we keep a big picture of him down there. Mm-hmm. And on the big picture down in the wall down there, it says that he's now appearing in heaven, which is kind of cute.
that is cute.
I'm not sure if he would think that that's so or not, but we try to keep his memory alive.
Well, that's nice. And, I'm glad that you guys, were able to talk about that, because he did have such an impact on the music community. I think it's important for us here to KUMD.
Thank you. I
KUMD
appreciate that.
To
yeah.
Acknowledge that, because, it's a very mutually supportive relationship.
Yeah.
It really is a shame.
Yeah. And he had lots of good friends here at the station, too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
for sure.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You guys are going to do another tune, and then I want to talk about the album. Let's talk about the album first, and then we'll wrap up with another tune.
Okay.
You're working on another album, you said?
We are. We kind of started. We do all this stuff kind of on the fly in our living room, so it's not. We don't do big produced things. Even our last CD, we got everything printed locally, and there were no shrink wraps or anything. So I'll tell you, that's a process. I might not go quite that way again on this one, but. We start kind of just doing home recordings because Mike and I have a studio at home, and it's all a learned thing, and I guess we could be happier with some stuff and sadder with others on the way things come out. But in general, we're pretty happy with the way we can just do stuff at home, and we're not planning on going to any big places with our music. We just really enjoy doing what we do, and so the recordings that we turn out are that, and we just did we did 8 songs on kind of a little teaser, a little EP we haven't really got it out anywhere, but I gave a copy to you today. We did a couple Beatles tunes on there that we're pretty proud of, the layout of the songs, and we enjoy going back into the old rock and roll, so that's really pretty fun for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Looking forward to that. Any estimated time of arrival for that CD?
I would say that we will probably see it out sometime over the summer.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And, it's just, we've had such a great time playing with Brian again. He's an amazing banjo player, and Bruce Bernhardt is an amazing mandolin player, and the two of them just get together and really play off
each
other.
They wear us out.
Yeah. So we have to really keep up on our toes for everything there. But Brian's a writer, and I'm a writer, and so together we have lots of original tunes, and those are fun to do, too. So I appreciate being back in a group with him. It's pretty fun.
And you guys are doing a show, which I need to mention, tomorrow night at Fitger's Brew House. Starts
Brew House.
At 10 o'clock, right? And is it my imagination, or have you been a little more active lately?
I think we've been a little more active lately. Obviously, the band kind of being apart the way that it did after Mark died, and then Karen leaving left us with
each other again. Mm-hmm. And not that we don't love that, because we go out and play.
And you said, that's enough of that.
Not that we don't love that, but, you know, really, really missed playing with other people in a band. And so we asked Brian if he wanted to play, and he was more than ready to come on back in and do some banjo.
And so. I have to agree, it sounds great, Brian.
Yeah, he's amazing.
It sounds really great. Well, let's hear one last tune from the Fishheads. What do you guys want to wrap up with today?
I think we're going to wrap up and bring you back to the 70s with a little Doobie Brothers here. So,
don't you feel it growing day by day? People are getting ready for the news. Some are happy, some are sad. Oh, we gotta let the music play. What the people need is a way to make them smile. Ain't so hard to do if you know how. Gotta get a message, get it on through. Oh, now mama, don't you ask me why. Whoa, growing bigger. Oh, listen to those happy sounds. You got to let them fly. Whoa, whoa.
Fishheads on KUMD. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming in. It's really been fun.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us back, and anytime you need us.
All right. Always welcome, and you know, I'm glad to hear that our equipment has upgraded since you used to come in here in the 70s.
Immensely.
The Fishheads are going to be playing again tomorrow night at Fitger's Brewhouse, and that show starts at 10 o'clock. To check out upcoming guests on Live from Studio A or to listen to this session again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Today's program was produced by me, Christine Dean, and Ryan Dahlberg of theduluthscene.org. Took video of it, and you can see that shortly on that website. And funding was provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.